Michigan teenager who fatally doused her dad with lye released from jail. By Amy Furr on July 27, 2023. The Ortonville, Michigan, teenager who was found guilty of throwing lye on her father, resulting in his death, was freed Tuesday. 19-year-old Megan Imnarowicz, who was facing a potential life sentence, received a year in jail with credit for more than 500 days already served. The Oakland Press reported Wednesday, adding she was also sentenced to 5 years of probation. Judge Victoria Valentine also sentenced her to mental health and psychological exams, alcohol and drug testing, and taking part in a court review scheduled for January. In addition, the teen must also pay court costs and fines, participate in a high school or GED program, adhere to a 9 p.m. curfew, and be on an electronic tether. Video footage shows the young woman embracing her siblings after sentencing. In March 2022, Imnarowicz was held behind bars when her father, 64-year-old Conrad Imnarowicz, died. The man remained in the hospital for 5 months suffering from chemical burns and complications. He passed away while in hospice care at his home. During sentencing Tuesday, the young woman addressed the judge regarding her case, according to Law and Crime. "One of the biggest things overlooked in this case is that me and my siblings lost our dad, too. That loss has severely broken us," she said. After she was found guilty in June, Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald said, "This is a tragic case. The defendant lashed out in anger and wound up killing her father," then commended the prosecution for securing justice regarding the victim, per the Detroit News. Meanwhile, the press detailed the initial incident. According to the prosecution, on the day of the assault, Megan Imnarowicz fought with her father because he was drunk and unable to drive her to a hair salon appointment that morning ahead of her planned 18th birthday party. Conrad Imnarowicz reportedly had a drinking problem and was highly intoxicated when he arrived at Ascension Genesis Hospital several hours after the incident. He was transported by paramedics called to his home by one of Megan Imnarowicz's friends, who found him lying on the couch with severe injuries. The victim eventually lost both legs to amputation and suffered multiple other health complications. Imnarowicz previously said her father told law enforcement she did not injure him, but changed that account once he talked with her brother, who had allegedly hurt the man in the past. She claimed her older brother blamed her for the assault. Meanwhile, the young woman's mother previously claimed her ex-husband's health issues that were not connected to the chemical burns contributed to the man's death. However, a medical examiner testified the chemical burns and complications did kill him. When asked about the statement she gave in court, Imnarowicz said her best friend in jail helped her with it, then identified the person as Jennifer Crumbley, whose son is Ethan Crumbley, the accused Oxford High School shooter. In December 2021, his parents were charged with involuntary manslaughter in the deaths of 4 students at the school, Breitbart News reported. At the time, Oakland County, Michigan, Prosecutor Karen McDonald, D., said the parents were culpable because they ought to have known that their son was emotionally disturbed and ought to have prevented him from taking a handgun to school, the outlet noted.